Yellow.
Hi, I'm looking for Ivan.
This is Evan, yeah.
Oh, very good. Ivan, my name is Daniel. I'm calling you back from Notebook Writing. Hope I'm not being intrusive at the moment.
Hi.
Hello there. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Fantastic, fantastic. Just wanted to make sure you know you're the real client and you want to have a word. Normally on VPNs, we get a lot of, you know, mishaps and people who are really not interested just pulling off, you know, information and running away. So it was better, you know, if you're here for an inquiry, I'm here to answer your questions. Now, you're telling me you're looking at a book, all right, that is completed. It's almost completed, and it's about 150 pages, what we're talking about so far.
That's right.
Okay, fantastic. What is the genre of your book, and which genre are you actually writing?
It's kind of a horror/romantic comedy.
Okay, this seems interesting. Horror, and then we call it comedy, too. So it's horror plus comedy.
Yeah, romantic comedy.
Romantic comedy. Okay, that's impressive. That's nice. And you told me it's your first time writing a book. So what are your aims and goals when you actually want to finish this book? I mean, do you want to just print out a few copies of it, or you want to make a series out of the book, or maybe you want to make it a bestseller in the coming few years?
I envision it as a series.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A series. Okay, impressive. So you might have left some cliffhangers in the book that would continue to the second part.
That is correct.
Impressive. Nice, nice. Now, moreover, when you say that you want to actually publish the book, all right, so do you have any certain platforms that you have in mind where you want to publish on, or you're open to recommendations?
I'm open to recommendations.
Okay, fantastic. And lastly, when you say that you would need help with book cover designing as well, should you have a cover design in mind, what type of a cover you need, or do you need suggestions on that too?
I have some ideas in my head, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. Impressive. Okay, not an issue. We would love to bring your ideas into life. All you would need to do is to make sure that the illustrator or the designer that we are sending you is synced with you on the idea, is understanding what you're actually coming from, and would again come up with different variations of what type of book cover you're looking at, and once you finalize the best one, we'll be giving to your book. So, Ivan, it seems that your requirements are quite basic, and we would love to go and assist you in editing, proofreading, formatting, designing a book cover, and eventually helping you with publishing this book on multiple platforms, okay? Since you seem new to this, I believe you would need a little understanding towards the process first so that we both are on the same page, and I guess we can then jump on the costing. Would that be okay?
Sure.
Fantastic. Now, Ivan, the process is very simple. First of all, what we do is we go and get you on board by completing the order process online and by signing a quick NDA. That's a non-disclosure agreement that puts the author, the editor, in the safer zone that this is your book, this is your idea, this is your thought. We're just helping you to fix this idea. Eventually, everything goes to you. The credit, the sales, and everything will drop to you, not to us. And we just charge a one-time fee against the services that you choose us for. Okay?
And I keep 100% of the rights.
You keep 100% of the rights, you keep 100% of the royalties, you keep 100% of the sales. We just charge you a one-time fee that covers everything in it. All right, if you're looking at editing, we'll help you with editing. That will be a charge for that. If you need us to create a teaser for the book, we would love to go and do that, but there will be a specific charge for that. If you're looking for publishing, there will be a specific charge for that. Make sense?
Yes.
Fantastic. So here, don't worry
I do have a – can I ask a question real quick?
Go ahead.
Okay, so what I would like it in is in at
mm-hmm.
least an e-book and soft copy format, soft cover.
Paperback,
yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
And potentially hardcover.
I was about to say
so
that.
So I assume that you folks are able to put it on, let's say, Amazon, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Correct.
So would that then be a print-on-demand type of a situation?
Yes.
Where, let's say, someone orders it off of Amazon, they want a hardcover
mm-hmm.
for $30. I'm just making shit up.
Mm-hmm.
It
will be a
print-on-demand at that point?
Yes. Amazon will print the books and will deliver it to the clients who are actually ordering it.
Okay. And how does it work then if I want a certain number of copies myself to take to, like, a trade show or something, a convention?
See, if you just want a few copies, let's say 10, 15, 20, 30, 50 copies, I would recommend you to order from Amazon. Reason why is because you're the author of the book, so 70% of the royalties will travel back to you anyhow. So it would sound much more cheaper to you, and plus, you know, Amazon itself is a big platform, so of course their paper quality, their binding, and all the situations and everything that they do is completely up to the market. It's completely fantastic, so you won't have any issues with that. But if you're looking at multiple or maybe thousands of copies, let's say you want to have 5,000 copies or 2,000 copies to put it in your warehouse or maybe give it to local bookstores, then I would not recommend you Amazon. Then you can choose local printers. The best one that will be available in Iowa or maybe around your state will go ahead and refer them to you. You can speak with them, get your books printed out, and use them for your service.
Okay, and I can use whatever the format is that you guys came up with, created.
No, I did not understand this question. Repeat that for me. What do you
mean? Well, okay. So right now I just have a Word document, right?
Okay.
So it's going to have to be formatted and the cover design and everything.
Mm-hmm.
You guys will have that. I don't know what the word is, template or whatever.
It's not, okay, let me guide you. It's not especially template, but yes, once we'll be done with the job, the book will be ready in a Word document, in a PDF format, and in a print-ready format. So all you would need
okay.
to do is publish it online or maybe take it to a local printer for your use.
Okay.
All let right. me just
but,
give
but
a quick
overview.
That's
something you guys would create.
Yeah, exactly. Let me give you a quick overview.
And
I guess that would cover all your questions.
Okay.
Okay, it's very easy, all right? It's the same thing that you're actually looking at. 90% it's the same thing, all right? You would give your manuscript to us. We'll go and speak to you over the phone, understand your idea, think with you on this idea over the phone, and once we are done, we'll go and start the editing job for you. We'll go ahead and revise each portion of the book, maybe chapter by chapter, or maybe portion by portion, send it over to you in every 4 to 5 days, review it, tell us we're working in the right direction. If not, you have changes in it, let us know. We'll go and make the changes back and forth until you're completely satisfied. Once you approve that specific portion, then we move on to the next part, to the next portion of the book. So portion by portion, we have it taken care of. After a complete discussion, after speaking to you, after understanding that, yes, this is exactly what you're after.
Okay. Because collaboration with an editor would be important.
Indeed. I have this in mind, and this is exactly how the process works. This will be the first thing. All right. As soon as you're on board, the team would conversate with you. All right. They would welcome you on board. They would speak to you. They would tell you what's the next step, how to send you a new manuscript. And the best part is that you won't have only one person over the project. There will be an account manager, there will be an editor, there will be a cover designer, there will be a proofreader. And the best part on top of this is that you won't have to conversate with everyone. There is a portal that we have available where you would be log in, like you log into your Facebook or to your Gmail, and everyone will be available for a conversation there. So if you upload your manuscript on that portal, all the 4 people will be able to read it, give your reviews, and give their thoughts on how it looks like. So there is no chance of miscommunication, you can say. You know, everyone is communicating and everyone is connected on one thread so that we can avoid miscommunication.
Okay. A piece of the book that I'm not sure how to put together, and I'm assuming
mm-hmm.
you guys could help me with, is all kind of the legal stuff in the front of the book.
Yeah, that's really important. That's really important.
And all of that stuff. Is that something that...
it's part of the job.
Okay, so that would be maybe the editor that would work on that?
Indeed. The editor will work on it just to make sure everything is on the right side, and once the book will be ready before publishing, we will go ahead and let you know that we need to go and get this book copyrighted under your name, and we'll go and tell you the process. Then you get it copyrighted at your end, you get it copyrighted through us, but that would cover all your legal terms that you're actually looking at.
Okay, and that would be included in the PDF, the printable version of the book, all that stuff.
Yes, of course. The disclaimer and everything would go over there. There will be an author's bio that would go on the backside of your cover. There will be an ISBN, International Standard Book Number, that will be given to your book that would go with the barcode on the backside of the book. So everything that's required, we'll go and take care of that for you. We will eventually tell you, you know, that this is required, this is what needs to be done. For example, once the copyright time will be there, we'll go and tell you that up front that this is what needs to be done. Now, you get it done from your end, or you get it done through our lawyer, completely depends on you. And once whatever is comfortable for you, choose the best option, give it to us. Once you have the ISBN, it will be ready for publishing. So we'll create a shelf, we'll create an account on Amazon, buy a shelf with you over there, publish your book, integrate your bank account with Amazon, and once you are done, we give you your account access. Then you change your password and you use it for your service. You're tracking your sales, you're tracking your reads, you see how many people are clicking on the book, how many people are liking the book, how many people are putting in pre-orders. You'll be able to track all that information. And Amazon normally, how does they work is they actually work on a percentage option. I'm sure you're connected with that, where they actually charge you 30%, 25 to 30% of your cost for the book, in which they actually utilize for printing and for shipping the books to their clients.
Okay. And this would be, I have a couple of questions.
Go ahead, sir.
Would that also be the Library of Congress control number, or is that something
yes.
I would register?
Yes, automatically. We would help you with distribution in different libraries.
Okay, all right. But I assume I would register it with the Library of Congress myself?
You would have to do that at your end because you're the author. No
and
third
I would do
party
that
can go and do
once
that.
The entire process is done. Okay.
It is done, exactly.
Okay.
If you need that, so we'll go ahead and help you fill out the forms and everything, you know, whatever is required to line up your requirements, because, of course, Library of Congress will come up with 10 different requirements, you know. We need the book in PDF. We need to cover separately. We need to listen this out. We need to hear this out. We need to make sure on the colors and everything. So they would ask for different things, and we'll give you all that information to provide it to them. For example, on a book cover, every color has a different number to it, right? Like if you talk about green, there are 50 different shades of green. You know, every different shade is given with a number, legally with a number. So that number will be registered that this green is getting used in your book. So that will be registered under your ISBN, and that information will be provided to Library of Congress as well. Of course, we'll give it to you, and you provide it to them, and they will go ahead and take care of the needful. So just telling you that we will help you with these, you know, processes, you know, small processes, which is actually required throughout the process.
Okie doke. And then, and then you market it not just on Amazon. We've talked to about Amazon, but can you market it elsewhere as well?
Book marketing is a completely separate service, but yes, we do go and offer book marketing. Marketing can be done through multiple platforms, right? One easy platform is that we can go ahead and create your social media pages, do organic marketing over there, create banners for you, create posts for you, and, you know, do posting at least twice a week, and that would give you good results, all right? This is one platform. Second is that you can do Amazon marketing. It's a bit expensive. I do not recommend my clients to go for Amazon marketing because Amazon marketing works on pay-per-click. That means every client that will be clicking on the book, he's interested or not, you would have to pay for that. So it sounds a bit expensive, but it comes with good results. Then the third option is that you can actually go for email marketing. Email marketing to those people who are actually signing up with multiple platforms, with Barnes & Noble, with Amazon. And those people are those people who are actually after new books. They're thirsty after new books, and they're interested in reading new books which are actually coming out there. So they actually sign up to get feedbacks and to get news feeds on new books coming in the market. So email marketing to those people is quite impressive. You find a lot of people converting into sales out of those emails. And the last, not least, but a good option to market the book is through SMS marketing, generally overall to every type of reader out there.
Okay.
Not that effective, does not come in, you know, good number of sales, but, you know, if you get a good client over there, let's say you're getting a client who is maybe a principal at a school, all right, and if he likes the book, so of course he won't just look at one copy, he will maybe order 1,500 or 2,000 copies of your book right then and there. If I make sense.
And it would be available on more platforms than Amazon, correct?
At the moment, I won't recommend you to put it on all the platforms right now if you're not looking for massive sales, all right? Start with basics. Start with basics as in Amazon, Kindle, Barnes & Noble, CreateSpace, or Google Books, okay? Because new authors find it much more cheaper in terms of cost. It's not that expensive options. And plus, once you see the results, investing more into this and investing with good numbers makes sense. Like, I'm an author myself, you know. So I've been writing books from the last 13 years. So what I recommend to my clients is the same thing. Put it online, on Amazon, on Google Books, on these easy platforms. See the reviews of your readers first, what they have to say about the book, right? Do they like the book, right? What is a neutral point of view of the book for every type of client out there? And once you see 60% positive reviews up live over there on your book, then you can publish on multiple platforms. I'll refer you to 250 different platforms where you can publish the book.
Okay. But originally, it would be kind of on the basics, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, those
on the basics things. First. Start with the basics first.
Yeah.
I recommend
this. Okay. And that's something that this service does, correct?
Yes, it's included. If you're going for our basic publishing bundle, it includes editing, it includes proofreading, it includes formatting, it includes book cover designing, it includes unlimited revisions, expert team of editors, and it includes all the publishing services that I've told you. Publishing on Amazon, Google Books, Barnes & Noble, everything that we have just spoken about will be covered in the basic publishing. Then
okay.
It moves on. After basic, it comes in. We have the next package as a startup that includes marketing in it. Marketing on social media, marketing through SEO. SEO means that we would market your book on Google through your author website. We create an author website for you, put it live on Google, and then we will market your website. Automatically, your website would gain ranking and your book would come on the top. Make sense? So that is also a part of it. If you go for basic publishing, normally for basic publishing we charge $2,500, but we are running a good promotion over here, so I'll just let you know what is the best discounted coupon that we have available, and that would minimize the cost for you. And if you're looking at startup publishing, that comes with 3 months marketing, 90 days marketing. If you go for that, that is for $4,500, $4,500, but comes with impressive results.
Okay. Could you email me kind of those packages and the prices?
Sure. Can you just put in your email address on the live chat box, and I'll put it over in an email for you, and I'll forward it to you right away. The best part is that, are you there with me, Ben?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. The best part is that since we are running a great promotion this week, so we still have a few coupons on hold for you. If you actually want to go and avail that, you can put in your information. You can sign up on our website. I'll see if the promotional coupons are available. And if you can avail one of them, it will be a straight 50% discounted coupon. So any package you're choosing, let's say if you're going for the basic publishing, it goes down to $1,250. And if you're going for the startup publishing that includes 3 months marketing, then it goes down to $2,250 instead of $4,500.
Okay.
So that's a fantastic promotion that you can actually avail. So you can put in your email address, and let me see if I can get a hold of it if you're interested in it.
Okay, yeah, just send me that information, and then I will take a look at it, and we'll kind of go from there. I'm looking at making a decision, not today. I need to sit on this stuff. I just finished writing the thing, and we're going to Vegas next week. So
nice, impressive.
That's
just chilling and party in Vegas?
It's a rockabilly festival.
Music festival. Okay, impressive. I've got your email. I'll go and forward you all the information right away at your inbox. I'm a new sender, and it's in Hotmail inbox that you're using, so I'm damn sure it will fall in your land, or it will land in your junk or spam box. So do have a look at it, and if it's not there, do let me know. I'll resend it to you. Normally, it does land in your junk or spam box. And once you receive it, yeah.
Could you also, if you have it available, send me where I can get some maybe some reviews of your company? I see some... a few things down here, but where I might be able to see some reviews?
Sure. I would go ahead and deliver you. In fact, let me give you a link over here, or you can put it on Google as well. The way it sounds, you can put down Notebook Writing as a Creative Age users. Creative Age has actually marked us as one of the top 10 marketing companies last in fall 2021. And they have published an article about us back in March as well. I'll have to see if I can get a look up, hold of it. I'll forward that link to you. It would give you a good idea of what type of a company you're speaking with.
Okay. Okay. Just if you could put that in the email and all.
Of course. I'll do that for you right away.
Okay.
Anything else which is a question, anything else you want to question me about, anything else which is not making sense, go ahead.
Okay. No, I think I'm good.
Good? Excellent. And by the way,
would it be you that I would deal with? Let's say I sign up and stuff.
Initially, it would be me.
Shepherd me through this process, or would it be someone else?
Initially, it would be me. Until you're on board, I would go and help you with everything because I'll have to assign the best team to you that will suit your requirements as per the discussion that we're having right now. So based on that, I'll be assigning you a good team that would handle your project. Though, once you'll be on board, once you'll be in communication with us, so I might go on a secondary primary use for you, right? Primary would be your account manager. I would be secondary person that you'll be in touch with. But the primary person you'll be in touch with would be your account manager who would give you a welcome call as soon as you're on board.
Okay. Another question just popped in my head. Just
no problem.
In general, how much, let's say on an Amazon or a Barnes & Noble or whatever, how much do e-books and paperback and hardcover retailing for?
Completely depends on your word count and a lot of things, right? Normally, whenever you publish a book on Amazon, Amazon gives you a price range, all right, that this book, looking at the word count, looking at the genre, looking at the cover that you have designed, it's illustrated or not. So looking at all that information gives us a price range that this book might fall under $14 to maybe $29. And then you choose what is the best price that you want to keep for the book. However, with our clients, what we do is we give them we do some market analysis, all right, looking at what the genre is, all right, what they're writing on, and accordingly give them good suggestions of what price would be better. You know, you don't want to make it sound too expensive for our readers, and you don't want to make it sound too cheap that a person thinks twice or maybe thrice before he buys it. You know, so we'll give you a mid-price range that could suit the requirements for all type of readers out there, and then it depends on you if you want to follow the requirement or you want to come up with your own.
Okay. So let's say it's $25 for a hardcover. That's
mm-hmm.
probably a decent price, right?
Indeed.
A medium price. So you're saying that on Amazon, I keep 70% of the 25, or the additional? Okay.
You get 70% of that 25. That means out of $25, let me just do a quick match over here. $7.5 will go to Amazon. Easy. That will be for your printing and for shipping the books to your clients.
Okay, so that 30% is including all of Amazon's overhead.
Indeed. You're right.
Okay. And so the same would be true of Barnes & Noble? So
normally, every publisher has the same percentage, all right? But it depends as what type of a user. See, if you're an author who's publishing a book the first time, if you put your book on Amazon, Amazon might start with giving you maybe just 10% or maybe just 20% of the book. They won't give you more than that. With us, the best part is that we have a business-to-business relationship with them. We publish at least 10 days in the day with them, so we have the power to bargain the rates. So that's the reason whenever a client goes through us, we make sure that it's minimum 70% that goes to Amazon and 30% goes to clients. However, in most cases, for example, for my books, I've been publishing books from the last 7 years on Amazon. So keeping that in mind, Amazon charges me only 60% of the royalties. 40% comes to me.
Okay, I had that in reverse. So I keep 30% of the 25.
You keep 70% of the 25, and 30% goes to Amazon.
Oh, okay. That's different than what you just said, I think.
I guess I said it upside down. Maybe I said it. Maybe I told you 60% goes to me and 40% goes to Amazon. Sorry, I said it the wrong way.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
That's how it goes. The best part is
yourself?
That... I'm sorry?
Oh, go ahead.
The best part is that, you know, Amazon does not only help me with one thing, is that they don't only just help me with selling the books, right? The best part is that recently my book was claimed as with Barnes & Noble that they want to keep it in their stores. So eventually Amazon did go and help me printing all the copies and did not charge me anything on this, all right, up front, which normally they do when you talk about 1,500,000 copies. They did it at their end, all right, and they're waiting, for the funds to come in because as soon as the books would sell with Barnes & Noble, all right, they will go and transfer the funds to me and I'll be transferring it to Amazon. So being a precious author with them, they give us this liability or this leverage that, you know, we don't have to pay anything upfront to them and we can get our ball rolling and accordingly once the book is selling, they actually deduct the cost from there.
Okay. All right. Okay.
So there are different perks which are actually there with you, all right? Depends how you present yourself, how you move this forward, and, you know, how you're actually escalating the book, all right? normally people have this in mind that if they just put their book on Amazon, it's good to go, and they would start seeing sales coming in. It's not like that. You're just putting it on Amazon. After that, you would have to make sure that this book is actually getting marketed in a manner that people would come to know there's a new book in the market. If there is no awareness of the book, no one would come and click on your book because you're a new author. Yes, I might go on J.K. Rowling's profile and might see that if she has new books coming in, but for a new author, no one would come to know. So you'd have to create your own market first. And then you won't actually need marketing. Once your books are reaching up to that level that you're selling 5,000, 7,000 copies as soon as it's published, then you won't need anyone to market the book. You have your own market. You have your own people who are ready to buy it. You have your own readers lined up who are following you, and they would actually pre-book the orders as soon as you're just pre-publishing them, pre-releasing them, what you say.
Okay, very good. Well, shoot me that email, and I'll take a look at it. And then I'm probably going to be making decisions the week after next.
No problem, sir. Take your time on this. So we're expecting to get you started maybe next week or so.
Yeah,
maybe
well,
after
week after next at the earliest, yeah.
15 to 16. Okay, that sounds fair. I'll go and put you in my calendar, and I'll try to give you a follow-up call back as well. So for now, shoot you an email. Again, at my news center, so just look at your junker spam box, and just I would appreciate a quick acknowledgement email once you receive it.
Quick what?
Quick acknowledgement to the email once you receive it.
Oh, that I got it?
Indeed.
Yeah, okay, I can do that.
All right, thank you for your time, Evan. I should do that right away.
All right, thanks for answering my questions. I appreciate it.
No problem, sir. You have a nice day and take care of yourself. Bye for now.
Thanks.